The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, depending on when you're listening to me. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I got to tell you, this week, and I'm going to date the program this week, this weekend is Memorial Day. And that's something that we need to remember in this country. And I'll discuss it a little further on. But we have some serious, real problems in this country that need to be addressed, and we're not doing it. And that's part of the problem. That's why you listen into Bite of Reality. This show is all about what the problems are. Now what we need is solutions. We hired a bunch of people to give us solutions, and we haven't gotten any. But without any further ado, there's much to do about that ado today. We're not doing what we ado because we paid these guys to do something and they're not doing it. Debt crisis looms, everything looms. So without any further ado, we will start with my favorite part of the show, rhyme time. In a world so bewildering, society's tossed, where chaos and confusion have truly been embossed. But amidst the insanity, let's take a brief pause and explore the real cost with some humorous applause. Once upon a time in the land of Wi-Fi, where social media ruled, oh boy, it made you cry. People roamed with their heads bowed low, scrolling like maniacs, commenting, what have you got to show? Snapchat filters, they transformed your face. They can make you a little cute puppy or send you to outer space. But as we shared our lives with a digital glee, we lost touch with reality. The society lost, you'll agree. Twitter wars and Facebook rants, arguments online, the modern-day dance. Keyboard warriors fought battles so grand, but offline they trembled, unable to stand. Instagram feeds flooded with perfect shots, in exotic locations tying stomachs in knots. But behind the scenes, chaos reigned supreme, with messy bedrooms and realities lacking gleam. TikTok trends spread like wildfire so swift. Dances and dangerous challenges, a never-ending gift. We laughed at the fails, the creative mind scored. But oh, the time wasted as millions of hours were stored. As our societies venture further into the abyss, we find ourselves longing for things we might miss. Gone were the days of spontaneous fun, replaced by filters and likes a digital web spun. Social skills suffered, conversation grew rare. Emoji conversations, a language quite bizarre. We really don't care. We typed away with thumbs we thought were a pro. Yet with two words we stumbled when asked to say hello. The virtual world now consumes our waking hours. And we forgot the joy of doing things with real people. We no longer have those powers. We chase virtual things, fame and followers galore. But deep down, our souls decaying. They craved something more. Friendships were measured by the number of virtual friends. But oh, the irony when true loneliness descends. Society has lost its way, but at what immense cost indeed. When we sacrificed our nation's soul for this government, we now bleed. So pause in the world and take a moment to be and find ways for us to unplug, to break society's disease so we can be free. We have lost laughter, a connection, and love for each other. As society's lost, we have to find the cure before we smother. So, do we embrace the chaos and just forget to laugh? For humor would guide us down a happier path. Society may be lost, but at what cost, my friend? Let's reclaim our humanity from beginning to end. In the realm of presidential politics, a glitch did occur, as the DeSantis presidential announcement caused quite a stir. With bated breath, the nation waited in haste for a Twitter space event, an advanced technological race. The huge stage was set, the anticipation grew high, as the candidate prepared to speak and to take to the sky. But alas, the digital realm had other plans, as glitches emerged like a platoon of wild fans. The microphone didn't work, the audio was distorted, and if you could have heard it, the candidate's voice had become contorted. Words became jumbled, lost somewhere in digital space. words began leaving the huge audience that had tuned in, looking for the candidate without a trace. The screen flickered, no audio could be heard around. As the candidate's speech with no sound, he wondered if he could be crowned. Emoji reactions flooded the chat space with confusion. As Twitter space exploded, a virtual explosion, just an illusion. Amidst the technical chaos, the candidate tried to prevail, but the glitches persisted for 20 minutes, like a digital gale. His speech was non-existent. The announcement resembled gibberish, leaving viewers to wonder, what the F is this? As the glitches would continue for 20, the audience began to lose hope and turned to humorous tweets as a method to try to cope. Memes and silly gifs now flooded the internet's tide, turning a glitchy announcement into a movie and a wild ride. From dancing cats to floating tacos in space, the Twitterverse turned the mishap into a public chase. The users quickly came up with wild conspiracy theories anew, blaming Trump, Hillary, aliens, the DNC hackers for the Twitter space screw. But amidst the laughter and the virtual noise, DeSantis, the candidate, persisted, showcasing his presidential poise. They could have resorted to sign language, a gesture so grand, trying to communicate without words and using their glitchy hand. Though the announcement may have been a digital mess, it left a mark in history, an unforgettable attack from the lamestream press. For glitches and mishaps, we all have, and they may cause some dismay, but in the end, no matter what he did, the media lapdogs, they're lying games they would play. So when the realm of politics meets with technological spree, let's remember that glitches many times happened to Biden, but the media ignored, they pretended they did not see. A glitchy presidential announcement, a true moment of grace, as Twitter space exploded, laughter for a while took its place. In a bustling city with streets they say are paved with gold, a New York sanctuary city emerged, or now so we're told. "I'm your sanctuary city," Mayor Adams declared with glee, but little did his limited brain power know it would come with a huge fee. He entered with excitement, he proclaimed the city is ready to explore, but soon discovered he couldn't enter, he could not offer the cost at the door. "I'm your sanctuary city, but there's a huge cost," the voice in his head now echoed, leaving him feeling quite lost. He thought it was a joke, a playful tease, but the city spending crazy money now didn't ease. To enjoy its amenities for illegal aliens, he wanted to deceive. Now he has to dig deep, open our wallets one by one. The New York citizens now don't think the mantra is so much fun. The city's attractions, like a mirage so far in the distance, promised adventures, but with a hefty price tag for their existence. Amusement parks and rides filled with illegals. This is so thrilling and grand. But each day, an illegal requirement payment. It seems so unplanned. The parks, school fields, used for citizens to relax, used to be so divine. But residents for the illegals required payment. Oh, they're housing now? What a sign. Even the parks and gardens, green and the serene, now have guard booths at their entrances. This is quite obscene. "I'm your sanctuary city, but there's a high price to pay," the city's voice echoed, now in his head, day after day. Illegals long to be free in this country to explore, to roam without care. But this sanctuary city is now going broke. It has them now caught in a snare. With Biden, Adams tried to negotiate, to haggle and beg. But Biden, he stood firm, not responding. He's refusing to hedge. So the city continues to pay the fees with a sigh and a frown. As the city's treasury grew empty, the $4.3 billion is weighing them down. But amidst the frustration, we the people found some delight. They claim to be the sanctuary cities, as long as there are no illegals in sight. They said Texas should take more and we are an open space. That is until the reality of people coming finally hit them in the face. Oh, debt ceiling negotiations, what a sight to behold, where politicians gather, their minds empty, only filled with some mold. They debate and discuss with such great fervor, as alas, a solution seems elusive, now and forever. Round and round they continue to go in circles they spin, with no resolution in sight, it's a comedy show within. They argue and bicker like kids in a playground, leaving the nation's finances feeling quite unbound. The debt ceiling looms a cloud of despair. But the negotiations, they seem to be going nowhere. Politicians throw words around like a game of catch. But finding a solution, they haven't found a clue. They can't find a match. They propose encounter in a never-ending crazy dance, but a clear path for this nation forward. It's clearly left up to chance. The room fills with tension as Joe Biden takes flight. While the debt ceiling remains, Joe Biden is gone away, leaving a looming fright. If each side sticks to their guns without any bend, it will leave the nation's shaky economy on a precarious trend. They hold press conferences pointing fingers at each other galore. But a resolution for the problem? Oh, that's what they all ignore. The clock, it keeps ticking, the deadline draws near, but a chance for a breakthrough. Well, that's fair from clear. That's far from clear. They throw around numbers as if they were Monopoly money, but no rhyme or reason, leaving the rest of us puzzled. It always seems like financial treason. Oh, debt ceiling negotiations, what a scary delight, as the nation's future hangs on a precarious flight. It, with no solution in sight, it's almost a humorous affair. It's never-ending circus. This is too serious. What are they doing? This just isn't fair. So we watch and we wait as negotiations persist, hoping for a resolution, but mostly just feeling we the people are dismissed. Debt ceiling negotiations no longer a comedy on a grand scale, leaving us in America wondering, will the sanity of spending cuts ever prevail? So as we know, here is the truth that we must seek. For another election season beginning, this should be bleak. We must pick the best of the worst, and that's not easy to do. If we don't get it right this time, maybe we should have let them have the coup. We must think harder this time, or we will be all in trouble with an insurmountable financial climb. Put this message in your mind as we end it here at the peak. Put our country in a tailspin. When we elected Biden, we did not seek. So contemplate on your Memorial Day as we remember those who fought for our freedom and gave their lives. Watch the movies, remember, pay attention to the archives. The great generations of men who died and fought for us for free. To let America be the country it could once again be. So as we bring rhyme time to a close, it seems that sane ideas our government continues to oppose. The crazy world seems to be cracking up when this America is weak. We must refocus. Get our sense of allegiance back and not let our secrets leak. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, what an audience today. A live audience, at least of one. Our producer and our engineer. I'll tell you, every week I really wonder what we're going to talk about. And, of course, this week being Memorial Day, I learned something this morning that's very disturbing to me, and I think I need to bring it to everyone's attention. I'm going a little off script here. But I think it's important for Americans to understand. I just saw the 2022 National Veterans Suicide Prevention, the annual report. The total amount of veterans who committed suicide in 2020 was 6,146. Get that number. 6,146 veterans committed suicide in this country. That's nearly 17 veterans per day. This is a national emergency, people. This is a true national emergency. You want to talk about an existential threat? Let's deal with this. Veterans in our country should be in the highest esteem when they get back here. They should get every help and every assistance that they need. Some of them gave their lives. Lots of them gave parts of their bodies. They put their bodies on the line so that we in America could act like idiots and allegedly become free. But the Democrats and the Republicans say that they can walk and chew gum at the same time. But I got to tell you, I seriously doubt it. They knew about this, and they are providing billions of dollars to invaders from around the world who enter America illegally. And the fact that we don't take that money and use it to prevent this tragedy should make every American hold their head down low. We are an embarrassment in the world. We do not take care of our own. Don't tell me about other people and passion for other people in this world when we're not even taking care of our veterans who fought to make this country what it is and keep this country free every single day. Where's the VA? Where's the VA on this issue? Where's the Secretary of Defense and the Pentagon? Where are these idiots? Where's the President of the United States? Where's the Congress? Where's the Senate? Yeah, I'm calling them all out. Because this Memorial Day, they need to step up. They need to fix this problem, and they need to address it immediately. You know, Biden's flying out of the country. He's flying to Camp David. He's flying to Delaware. He's flying everywhere except doing his job. Where is he? Why hasn't this been addressed? Mr. I'm going to bring back the soul of the country. This is called soul stank. This is rot from the core. The fact that we do not address this immediately is an absolute travesty. And I got to tell you, it really angers me. I think we should bring in our producer, Dave, who is a veteran. Thank you for your service, Dave, by the way.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we do a show called A Veteran's Place, and that show, and people should listen to it. Not only are we losing our veterans to suicide, and many of those suicides are caused by PTSD. And PTSD is, you know, there have been different names for it throughout different wars or after different wars, and first responders have PTSD, and a lot of folks have PTSD. But what they don't know is there is, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, there is a, not a cure, but an effective mouthpiece that's 98% effective. And out of the billions that are spent on research by the government, there is not one dentist doing research on PTSD and the effects of PTSD on your oral health. And, you know, when you raise your hand and swear to protect the Constitution, the other side of the coin is that the government is swearing to take care of you if you're hurt while you're on active duty. The veteran has done their part, but the government has not done their part. And you ought to listen to, everybody should listen to A Veteran's Place with Dr. Don Moeller. And Don has done a wonderful job. He is not only an oral surgeon, but he is also a medical doctor. And he knows what he's talking about. And I appeal to everybody that to listen to A Veteran's Place. Go to America's
Web
Radio.
The one thing that I have a problem with, and this is, where is the VA? We have spent billions and billions of dollars in this country on illegal aliens. God knows how much we sent overseas to Ukraine now. Last it was like $127 billion. And yet our veterans go without the care that we promised them.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying close up the doors and roll in the sidewalks and become isolationists. But for God's sakes, take care of your own people first. If you say to me that our veterans are being taken care of and we're doing everything that we can possibly do to make them comfortable, to make sure that we don't have 17 veterans a day killing themselves, then I understand. You can send your money. Well, it's not their money. It's actually our money. Okay? They think it's their money. That's part of the problem. But what happens is we forget what we sent them there for. This is the people who protect America every single day. Every single day these people are on the line. You know, we talk about we want a four-day weekend. We want a four-day this. We want a four. Veterans don't have that. Veterans work 24/7. When you're in an active war zone, you are on. That's it. There is no off. If you get sleep, wow, that's amazing. And when they come back, they've seen such horrors, they need help. But what are we doing as a country? We're not doing diddly. What we're doing is wasting money. We're wasting money with everything else in this country. We're still sending $300 million to China for their public aid. Are we out of our minds? Has anyone ever looked at this 2,000-page budget that they pass and looked at the garbage in it? I mean, if you ran your household like this, you'd be out of business in a week. But yet, for some reason, they can just continue to keep going forward. It just amazes me. This country is in trouble. It is in worse trouble than I thought last week. And it's just incredible. When I heard this about the VA and about our veterans, it incensed me. And I basically, maybe 45 minutes before the show, went and did a little bit of research on this. I was outraged by this. I am absolutely outraged. You know, the fact is that this country, we need to recognize how fantastic our military is. And, you know, we're gonna run through a lot of stuff today, so I'm gonna jump off of this for a second, but I'm gonna take it out of line. I have, you know, things that I wanted to cover, but I'm gonna jump right back in right now to Daniel Penny. Okay? For those of you who have been living under a rock, Daniel Penny was the hero Marine who stepped up in a torture tube traveling through the New York City subway while some guy, Neely, was going nuts and threatening people so much so that they all dialed 911. Huh, how's that happening? Well, gee, he just went out there, they said, the lamestream media, they went out and he went out looking for a black guy to kill that morning. What ridiculousness they're putting out of their face. And yet no one calls them out because it's the liberal media. It's okay. Well, by the way, Daniel Penny is a Marine. And he had to make a statement on Saturday to the New York Post. He said, this had nothing to do with race. I judge a person based on their character, and I am not a white supremacist. Do you understand under what circumstances somebody would have to make that statement? This is the dumbest thing that I have heard in America, where the lamestream media came out and all of these morons on CNN, MSNBC, all of these dumbasses came out and said, it's a white supremacist versus a black guy. Well, let me tell you something. I've been on the New York subway, and I got to tell you, if you're not carrying a weapon and you're not ready to fight, you're going to get in trouble. You keep your eyes down. It's like being in prison. But imagine traveling through a terror tube and somebody's going crazy and no one steps up. And I talked about it last week. What do we got to wait? Till he killed someone in the subway and then we should step in? Is that what you want to do? I saw something last week where a California highway patrolman was trying to stop somebody from bending highway signs. The guy started fighting with the cop and the cop didn't look like he was winning. This guy was much bigger than him. And some people stopped. Jumped out. In fact, three of them jumped out and assisted the officer. So what do you want to do? Arrest those people for assault on the guy who's assaulting the cop? People, we got to get our heads on straight in this country. And I got to tell you, I agree with, I think it was Tim Scott who said, he wants to make attacking a police officer a federal crime. And why is that important? It's because then you don't have imbeciles like Alvin Bragg jumping all over the place, jumping and bending over backwards to get rid of criminals and their cases. The guy loses, he downgrades 49 or 52% of the cases and loses 49% of them. So that's a great record. Let me tell you, if you were 25% effective at your job, how long do you think you'd be employed there? But here's the problem. Now you have some knucklehead attorney jumping on board, the Neely family attorney. Gee, I wonder why he's there. Huh. Seems that he thinks there's money involved. Wow. Blood-sucking attorneys. They're mosquitoes. You know, I remember the movie, the B-movie, where he joined the partnership with Barry B., and he was a mosquito. And he said, you're a lawyer? He says, yeah, I was already a blood-sucking insect. Well, that's the way I feel about this particular attorney, and my humble opinion, in my opinion only. Okay, where was he prior to this incident? Where was the family, the Neely family? Where was his family when the city failed? Where was the family when he was arrested the 42 times? Nowhere. You know why? Because it wasn't national news. It wasn't national news. And the attorney says, oh, this was an advertisement to soften the public's view of Daniel Penny. Well, you know what, Mr. Attorney? Go jump on the subway. Stand next to some crazy person and see if you don't want a Daniel Neely sitting there, or do you want Daniel Penny sitting there? Do you want Mr. Penny there, or do you want Mr. Neely to help out the crazy guy? Yeah, I'm sure we know which one in reality. See, this is the problem with everybody. They're all yap, yap, yap until faced with the real situation. And you know what? In the real situation, under a real circumstance, under real threat of bodily injury or death, or being beat up, or being stabbed, you want a Daniel Penny, you want a Marine standing right there helping you, and you want him to take action. And that's exactly what he did. And this week in New York City, the county executive, Blakeman, went to the city and stood up for Daniel Penny, surrounded by other veterans. And I implore every veteran in this country to start sending emails, letters, and let your voices be heard to this idiot Alvin Bragg, who, by the way, now is going to present it to the grand jury. But no, no, no. He could have done that at the beginning before filing the felony complaint. But he chose to do it differently. Why? Because it was politically correct in his stupid views of, gee, we put guys like Jose Alba, the deli clerk, in jail before the criminals. That's Alvin Bragg's New York City. So if you're a tourist, bring your weapons or don't come to New York City, because you're in danger. Every single day you're in danger. You know, let's run a little bit of crime stats to give you guys the Blue City update. So here we go. Let's go ahead. The bite of reality, real Blue City crime stats for 21 to 23. Here they are. You ready for this? Chicago PD, LAPD, NYPD, and Philly PD. This is where this all comes from. Chicago crime, miraculously up 91%. What a shocker, huh? Los Angeles crime, only up 12%. Well, I guess when you start at 100%, you can't go much higher. And how about New York City? We're only up 42%. Crime's up only 42% in America. Boy, that increases your ability to get assaulted and shot. And how about Philadelphia? Just a mere 53%. That's right. Keep voting Democrat. You know, at some point, the voters will recognize the fact that the Democrats are running the place into the city dump. What do we have to wait for? You wonder why a Marine has to step up like Daniel Penny? Because there's nothing that the criminals fear anymore. Nothing. They don't fear prosecution. They don't fear bail. Oh, by the way, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. But I'm going to jump into, here's the next level. Here's our next level. You ready? We have, oh, this is good. We have the machete gay black professor lesbian. Something like that. I can't even keep track anymore of what they're doing. It's just too incredible that they're running all over the place. So here we go. So now, this is great, this week. You got to look at these things again and say, this can't really be real. Yeah, look it up, folks. Look it up. DuckDuckGo, Google, find out. Because I'm not kidding. This is real. So just to top it off in New York City. Local news, previously employed woke professor at Hunter College, Shalene Rodriguez. She's now charged with one count. Well, what she should have been charged with is, I'll say she has been charged with at the DA's office in the Bronx. Menacing and one count of harassment, both misdemeanors. Now, here's the situation. What a joke. A New York Post, to give you a little bit of background on this, she is at Hunter College, which is a City of New York University college. She is an adjunct professor there, or fortunately was an adjunct professor at this point. And I got to laugh because I cannot believe that this stuff goes on. She goes to an anti-abortion table that's being displayed, and she has an absolute breakdown. She has a meltdown, violently throwing things around the table, yelling and cursing at students. This is a professor. This is a mentor of students at CUNY, Who does the hiring there? Who does the hiring there? I mean, are they complete imbeciles? Do they not, you know, you want to go for a gun permit, they give you a colonoscopy on both ends. They want to know what you did from your day of birth. They want to know whether or not you cried when you were born. But to become a professor and mold young minds, you can be an imbecile. You can be arrested. You can be a mobster. You can be anything you want. And in fact, you can be, wait, until it's right now, until she's convicted. I saw the video, though. She's an alleged mobster. She literally chased the New York Post reporter around out of her apartment with a machete. Folks, yes, in New York City, a machete. And then when they left, because they were trying to get a comment from her about her trashing the table and cursing, all on film, by the way, all on video, she decides to haul off and chase them around their car with a machete. And the video is clear. I mean, this is just, do you need, let's bring this out. Do you really need to see any more than the video? This is a conviction if I ever saw. But you know what? The problem is here. They only charged her with harassment. Okay? If I held a machete up to somebody's neck and I wasn't charged with attempted murder, that would be quite bizarre. But because she is a black gay professor, she's okay. She's a Democrat. It's okay. Don't worry about it. No consequences. Okay? So she holds this up to his neck. She's charged with just harassment, which is 15 days maximum penalty. And menacing, which is up to a year. It's technically it's a misdemeanor in New York, but it's not going to have any jail time for this. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. And she, I understand, although I wasn't able to find it yet, but I will find it for you guys next week, so tune in. But there is apparently a lawsuit that she brought against the New York City Police Department when they arrested her during her mob occasions during the George Floyd riots. Gee, this is the person you want teaching young minds. Isn't it great? And her union originally supported her for trashing and cursing at the students. But now her union apparently is backing out. So I'm going to come back with this story right after the quick break. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. Hang in.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
www.quicksteak.com or contact your local land surveying supply dealer and get you a box of quick steaks. You'll love them every year when you plant your garden. Again.
You're listening to America's Web Radio. It's time now for the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lintonello.
No, it's not. Where did that come from? Anyway, we're glad to have you listening, and you're listening to America's Web Radio and a bite of reality. And, Mark, you are taking mouthfuls today. We'll be back with Mark right after this.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And we're back with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. Hope you listen to all of those commercials molded together. And when every time he says steaks, it makes me hungry. But if you're looking to advertise, contact America's Web Radio. Contact our station manager, David, at America's Web Radio, because you know what? If you like these programs, then you need to support them. So right before, I was talking about the machete girl, or actually the machete professor. So here's what the problem is. The point of the matter being in this particular situation where she literally went after somebody with a machete, held it to the guy's neck, and then chased the cameraman and him around the car with the machete. She literally came out of her apartment, went downstairs, and chased him. Chased both of them. Now, what's interesting is her union supported her. Now, all of a sudden, all of the stuff that they put up there about her right to be violent, it's all gone. Because she now attacks somebody with a machete. Gee, the fact that they came out in favor of her at the beginning of this is just ridiculous. It shows you how far that some of these liberal, loony, liberal unions have gone nuts. They're crazy. So they could have charged her with second-degree menace, and they could have charged her with stalking, which is a felony. But you know what? They didn't. Why? Because it's New York, and she's a Democrat, and she's black, and she's gay. And yeah, you know what? That does take into account what's going on. Because I got to tell you, honestly, and you can lie to yourself or not lie to yourself, but if a white guy had chased a black camera crew and reported around with a machete, he would have been set up with $500,000 bail and probably still would have been in jail. Because he was a danger. Because people with machetes chasing people around, those are dangers to the community. But you know what? Here's another interesting tidbit for the rest of you out there who want to support those liberal positions. She was released without bail. Yeah, zero bail. Chasing somebody around with a machete. Zero bail. And what would have happened if the reporter or the cameraman would have turned around and beat the living crap out of her? They would have been in jail right now. Just like Jose Alba was, the deli clerk, who defended himself from someone trying to kill him. But this is the upside-down system. You guys want to keep voting for stupid, then this is what? You know, we used to say, stupid in, stupid out. Okay? Now, take the opposition, all right? Daniel Penny, the hero Marine who stepped up in the terror tube, he's out on $100,000 bail. Can someone explain to me what's the purpose of bail? To make sure that you appear for your next court date. It's kind of like a hybrid where it says, are you a danger to the community? Well, person running around with a machete, somebody who defends a bunch of people in a terror tube from a crazy guy about to do some injury to them. Huh. Seems like things are upside down. You're right. But you know what's amazing also? Hunter Collins didn't fire her when she trashed the anti-abortion table and had that tirade and went nuts on the student, cursing at him. Oh, that was okay. That was okay. This is the state of your education system in the United States. We're divorced from reality. We are absolutely crazed. We're nuts. So now we still got a lot of things to cover today, so this is going to be the lightning round coming up, you know. I wanted to quickly jump into Chicago, and thank goodness they voted for another progressive mayor, Brandon Johnson. Fantastic job doing already. Population is already 23 people shot and one less populated in the city of Chicago. Just absolutely awesome. Chicago, get some more body bags as the weeks continue. Wait till you see the results from this weekend. I can't wait. Only 197 murders this year so far in Chicago. Yay! You guys voted for this. Enjoy the violence. So what are we predicting for the weekend? Oh, I don't know. 15 dead? 20 dead? Oh, there's got to be at least one or two shootings at some of these big parties. I just think it's going to be amazing. So now let's jump into, yes, that premier organization that's flushed down the toilet currently, the NAACP. It's destroyed its mission statement. Here we go again. The national stupidity of the NAACP. That was once a premier organization representing sanity in America and bringing such amazing things. You know, they have completely lost their minds. So this week, they issued on Saturday one of the dumbest things in the history of the NAACP, demonstrating their lack of credibility, their veracity, and completely destroying their sense of reality, clearly demonstrating they are nothing more than a bunch of political hacks, a group of imbeciles. Magnificent. They really did a great job. So under the leadership, this is a statement that they put out. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but under the leadership of Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida has become hostile to black Americans and in direct conflict with the democratic ideals that our union was founded upon. The NAACP hereby issues a travel advisory to African Americans and other people of color regarding the hostility towards African Americans in Florida. The NAACP ridiculous statement. What a political garbage statement. And by the way, one of the main people in the NAACP resides in Florida. And I'm telling you, Byron Donalds, who is a black congressman from Florida, came out and said, it's just stupid. Another dumb attempt by a bunch of radical Democrats to detach themselves from reality. The chairman of the NAACP actually lives in Tampa. I mean, how do you talk out of both sides of your face and expect people to believe in your mission? It's ridiculous. It's dishonest. And it dishonors the memory of everybody that came before them. The NAACP, I'm sorry, you lost my votes. You lost my ability to believe anything that else that comes out of your mouths. That's ridiculous. And now here we go again. We have, oh gee, we have the illegal cry of Mayor Adams, the genius in New York City, the brain trust that said, oh, there's 108,000 cities in the United States. Everyone should take an illegal invader into the United States. Just a point of reference. New York City is estimated to spend about $4.3 billion on illegal aliens. Let me see, how much is their Veterans Administration program? How much are they kicking in to take care of our veterans? Is it $4.3 billion? Let me hear. Mayor Adams, why don't you write me a letter? Send me an email. Send up some smoke signals. Where's the $4.3 billion for our veterans? Nowhere. Your educational system stinks. The city schools are failing. Everything's falling apart. But you're bringing in illegal aliens for $4.3 billion on the taxpayers' dime. Yeah, why don't you focus on your crime statistics? Why don't you focus on everyone having fear in walking around New York City and fear getting on a subway car? You know, he should shut his mouth and stop talking about national politics. He can't even handle his local farcical city. It's falling apart. You know, we put these idiots in charge, and we're responsible. We, the Americans, we're responsible because these people are destroying our cities. They absolutely are destroying our cities. You know, Donald Trump once said, elect me. What have you got to lose? You know what? The man was right. We have absolutely gone bonkers. You know, here's the next step. Here we go. Now we have reverse discrimination. So no longer is discrimination against white people illegal. They must be the excluded class. University of Minnesota in a multicultural summer research program, which is a 10-week program for student faculty, they will take you on, but guess what? Guess what? You can't be a white guy. You cannot enter if you're white. Wow. Now, imagine if I had put a program out like that that said, we can't allow you to be in the program because you're a minority. What would happen? But again, there's no consequences. The Supreme Court of the United States has spoken on this many times. You cannot discriminate by race, creed, or color, right? Remember that? Well, they've thrown that out. Who are at these universities? This is insanity. These people are not fired. How did they get their positions in the first place? Such a strange and insane idea. Once again, I tell you, you deserve what you get, America. If you're scraping the bottom of the barrel and you're putting these people in charge, why would you do that? Yeah, put a Pete Buttigieg in charge of Department of Transportation. Oh, I can't wait till what goes on this weekend. What they're saying, there's going to be record travel. Boy, there's going to be record delays is what I'm thinking. So now you have the governor of New York, who I love and adore. You know that. She's completely wrong. She now thinks we should have enough financial wherewithal to support the people who are here and take care of everyone who comes in illegally. Well, Governor Hochul, how much have you contributed to the veterans of this country? How much did you contribute to the veterans of New York in this country? How many veterans programs have you sponsored for the billions you want to spend on it? This is a recipe for dumb. This is a recipe for disaster. You know, you want to take this to the next level. Here's what you say. Right now, New York City has 5,700 people that came into the city last week. So Texas gets about 10,000 a day. So they're flooding into Texas. Now they're sending them across the country. What I want to bring you back to is this is the first time that anybody in the whole country is saying, wait a second, we can't afford to do this. As long as they were piling into Arizona and Texas, everything was fine because it didn't affect all these elites. You know what? Stop dropping them off. Start dropping them off on Martha's Island. Remember what happened there? They had a massive evacuation. They called in the National Guard. Yeah, they called in the National Guard to get them out of there. So when you tell me we should all be welcoming and open arms, yeah, that runs out real quick when you got to pay for the bill. So now we look at, here we go, the Biden's economy. Oh, wait, yes, he still is president. I know we haven't heard or seen of him. But, oh, and by the way, he's let us know that he is running for president again, although he might not remember because he has not done any huge events, any campaign events. He did, I believe it was a recorded message. Where's Biden? You know, it's like, where in the world is Waldo? Waldo's probably with Biden, I would guess. So he's going to Camp David this weekend, and then he's going to Delaware. Yeah, the country's floundering. The debt limit ceiling's about to expire June 1st, and Biden's off. He's gone. And the response is, oh, he can deal with this from anywhere with the technology today. Well, then, with that in mind, Flopsy Mopsy from the podium, well, why did he cut his trip to Asia and, oh, wait, Australia? Was that right? Yeah, he came back to America because it was an emergency. So now he comes back to the emergency, and he flees down. He just disappears. I mean, come on, folks. Listen, let's get real. You know, 86% of the country now thinks if Biden gets elected, it would be a disaster. Are we kidding ourselves? I mean, look at the numbers here. Look at the freaking numbers. People, this is real. This is not fake. This has got to be stopped. This is absolutely outrageous. How do you do this? Okay, so here's what, you know, I get these great things here. The advisories from the NAACP just still makes me laugh. I'm sorry. I look at it, you know, I say, so now here's the condition of the economy. Fox News? No, it was a Fox News poll. This is 83%. The economy is either only fair or poor. Wow. That's up from April, which was 78%. And now this is even better. A CNN poll, May 17th. May 17th through the 20th. This is phenomenal. Biden's reelection effect on the country. 66% of America thinks it would be a disaster or a setback. Wow. That's pretty amazing. That is amazing. To me, that's not as shocking as 33% think that would be a step forward to have Biden elected again. I don't even think Biden remembers he's running for election. This is the real problem. And this is where the rubber meets the road. You know, his economy's crashing. Mortgage rates went, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate went to 7%. Under Trump, it was what, 2.25, 2.5? Let's not even discuss gas prices as they flew up again. Very quietly. And our strategic reserve, when Trump wanted to refill the strategic reserve at 25 cents a gallon, the Congress and the Senate said, no, no, no. Oh, now we're going to refill it. Yeah, great idea, guys. Brilliant. Stop production in America of all our energy. Make us dependent on the electric grid that it can't support its current electricity. And wait. Wait till you start pushing your electric cars around. I can't wait, America. Yeah. Listen, when that technology is available and when it's researched and ready to go, prime time, let's do it. And by the way, I heard another report in Detroit, Michigan this week. They have electric school buses, and they cost more than 5 times a normal school bus. And guess what? Their fleet is barely running. Wait, let me say that again. 5 times the cost of a regular bus, and it's barely running. So when your kids can't get to school, even though only 13% are reading at grade level in math, or I should say reading at grade level and doing math at grade level, 13%. And their response in Michigan was, well, we're on par with the rest of the cities, major cities. Well, that's really great. So if everyone's dying, the fact that you're dying is a great idea because you're with the rest of them. A bunch of lemmings. Let's get real smart, folks. Start voting with your heads. So let's look at, here we go, the Bud Lighted. Here we go. Once again, Target throws the Take Pride display right in front of the American public. They put the, and I had to see it because I did a little research on this for the show today. The Hide It strap in girls' bikinis. And this is targeted to children. This is targeted to children. It's all about transgender, right? Now, there's a minute small population of transgender. okay? How did that become front and center, like everything else in this country? Why is that front and center? Why is that the target of everything? No pun intended. So Target, apparently in their brilliant decision, they weren't convinced that Bud Light, when it lost 28% of its valuation based on putting in Mulvaney, their girl, the guy who said he was a girl for a year as their spokesperson for Bud Light, they can't even give Bud Light away now. So what did Target do? Did they learn anything? No. They're marketing geniuses. Absolutely geniuses. That genius cost Target $9 billion last week. That's right, folks. $9 billion in devaluation. Because right in the front of the store is the, I don't even know how to put this in words, where a female bathing suit has a place to put your male junk. Can I get a, I'm baffled by this. A tuck-it strap? And that's in the front of their store. Listen, if you want to have something like this in your store, make a section. Make a transgender section. Put it in the store, like the girls' section, the men's section, the toddlers' section. I don't want to have a conversation with a 5 or a 6 or a 7 or even an 8 or 9 year old about why is there extra room in the crotch. And I heard something hysterical this morning from a guy from Fox News. He's, if you haven't heard of him, this guy Tyrus is phenomenal. He is amazing. He was apparently a WWE wrestler. He was a security guard for, I guess, Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. And he is his own person, man. This guy is phenomenal. He needs his own show. I've said that before. I think he's phenomenal. He is a giant. I think he's 6'7", black male, who has a brain that is 50. He's, what is it? He's 6'8"? Holy moly. 6'8", as I'm told by our producer. 6'8", he is miraculously equipped to give advice on everything. The man, I got to tell you, he's a guru. And he said, his daughter, who he's walking through Target with, says, Daddy, why do you need extra room in your crotch in a swimming suit for a girl? So he quickly, and I got to give him the dad brain of the year, I got to tell you, he quickly turns around to his daughter and says, that's where you store your swim goggles. And his daughter, who is just as smart as him, apparently, genetics, beautiful thing, turns around and says, Dad, that's a stupid place to put your goggles. Well, how do you have that as a Target company? Why would you put your clients in that situation? Why would you put your customers in that situation? And you know what? $9 billion hurt them. And I got to tell you, we need to take a look and we need to step up. We need to start talking with our wallets. And yes, the left is correct. Boycotts are very effective. Look at Bud Light. Okay, it's time for the conservatives to step up. I disagree with Sean Hannity that he doesn't call for boycotts. I'm calling for boycotts. If you have a stupid corporation, you're going to lose half your business from America. The conservatives are not going to be there. So now here we go. Let me jump right quick because I know we're coming towards the end of the show. Ron DeSantis' presidency announced. The Twitter space was a disaster. His announcement, everything went wrong. But you know what? It just shows you that he has so many followers that it crashed the Twitter space, apparently. I did not catch it, but I'll tell you, I think that he is the Donald Trump light. I think he's Donald Trump with not so many sharp edges. But here's what I want to caution everybody. And now there's a big field. Tim Scott, I happen to love Tim Scott. And Vivek Ramaswamy, I happen to love him. He's fantastic. I think these guys could be real candidates for secretaries of state and really positions in the White House. But I think, obviously, the front runner is going to be DeSantis and Trump. But here's what I caution them about. Here's what I really caution them about. And Nikki Haley also, I really like her, but I don't think she's ready for prime time yet. Here's the problem. I do not want the Republicans to eat themselves because Biden will not debate anybody. Trump and DeSantis better make nice and point out the differences. Do not attack each other. You're just doing the Democrat and the DNC's national bidding. Do not fall for that trap, guys. Be smarter. Republicans have a history of shooting themselves in the head and in the feet. They knock themselves down at every chance. Don't do it. Do not do it. Explain the differences between you. And when they're similar, that's great. because no matter what, you're better than the Democrats are currently putting forward, the brainless Biden, than the Hiding Biden. Where is he? We don't know. But here's what I want to caution you about. Guys, bring the truth. Bring the truth to the front. Don't run behind things. You know, be realistic. Be a reality guy. And I think Trump, DeSantis ticket, Trump should run as president, DeSantis as the vice president. Listen, Kamala Harris went after Biden, called him a racist, and absolutely destroyed him on stage. And they teamed up at the end for the benefit of the country. I suggest you guys look at it now. Look at the decision now. Don't be stupid, because you will both destroy each other. And you know what? When you have a fight beforehand and then you have to get in the ring, even though Biden's brainless, you still have to get in the ring with him at the end. And by the time you beat the living daylights out of both of you, there will be nothing left to go up against Biden. And here's another thing I want to jump real quick. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, he declares a state of emergency. He's now fighting for the destruction of children, but the saving of the teachers' unions. He thinks that school choice is wrong because the schools, the public schools, will be destroyed. Guess what? I'm sorry. You're an idiot, Roy Cooper. You're a complete imbecile. You need to have a fact of life that kids are more important than your stupid unions in public schools. If you have great public schools, there would be no need for school choice. But instead of addressing that, what did you do? You turned around and you went after the school choice business. Why? Because you have a Republican-led North Carolina legislature who sees that the schools are failing and wants to give them the option to get their kids out of the idiot schools? No. Why? Because you get your money from the unions? Stop being an idiot. Start governing the people. You govern the people. You want the best for your people. You know, and here's what I'm going to finish the show with. When your media has gone rogue and the truth is nowhere to be found, we the people must demand accountability for this. Truth in politics is gone. Truth from the podium with Flopsy Mopsy is gone. Truth from the president's lips are gone. They're rewriting history as you speak. Every one of these imbeciles on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, they're all following, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid. The truth is gone. Even the Department of Justice and the FBI, truth is gone. When America, when truth is gone, this great democratic republic was meant to be run by intelligent people. When we put people in office who cannot tell the truth, who are idiots, who are imbeciles, who are not paying attention to we the people, this democratic republic is over. It's at an end. So when you go back to that voting booth, when you go and you choose your legislatures, and you should vote in your locals, choose people who are going to be intelligent, because otherwise the system fails, and the system is failing now. We are in trouble. We the people need to step up. So, before the end of our show, happy Memorial Day, everybody, and think about those veterans, please. They gave their lives for this country. We should at least give them the moments of thought. Everyone have a fantastic week, and enjoy your weekend. And on Monday, remember what it's really about. It's not about the barbecues and parties. Take care, everybody. This is Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Check it out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.